Time for heroes from RB Grillhouse and Sports Bar. Police, fire, rescue, emergency management, game, fish, and parks. We talked to them all. And it's the EMS crew this week. So Troy Kalman is in, and I invited Troy to bring a friend, and he sure did. Good morning, Troy.
Good morning, Jeff. I had to scrape the barrel and find my friends, and I found one.
Scrape the barrel. Wow, Clayton's got to love that. We'll introduce him in a moment. Something's missing, though, this morning. What's missing? Can you tell what's missing?
What's missing from the studio?
Yeah, something's missing. Something's just not right.
I don't see
your Pepsi.
Oh, yes. I've already had my morning Pepsi.
Gone
this morning.
Already?
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
I'm actually already to the water stage of my day.
Oh, good for you. Good. That's, mix in the water.
Exactly.
I want to, before we introduce Clayton, I want to go back to last Wednesday on my show. You appeared in our local news. The line was Deputy Administrator Troy Kalman said they had an uptick in patient care records this quarter. You gave a report at a recent commission meeting. So what's up with that?
Well, typically we see that increase, you know, during the summertime because more people are out and about doing things. We see more traumatic type of calls. So it's been typical over the years that June, July, and August kind of tend to tick up a little bit with the calls. The thing that was unusual about it this year is that September so far has been our busiest month of 2025, which is probably the first time I can ever remember that happening. So we did see that summer uptick a little bit, but September took over all of the 3 months of summer and gave us about 226 calls during the month.
I suppose in your business, you know, you have certain expectations for certain seasons, but also in your business, you have to be ready for the unexpected.
Yeah, you never know what to expect. And I told him the other night that we're at a point now in the year that if we hold the numbers that we are now, we will hit 2,400 calls for the first time ever. Now, last year and the 2 years before that, we were at right around 2,350 calls. We typically do see a little bit of a slowdown when the weather cools off. Not much, but it'll slow down a little bit. So I still expect we'll be somewhere between 2,300 and 2,400 calls.
Well, quit trying to break records, will you?
Well, you know, that's what we're here for.
Who did you drag in here with you today?
I dragged a full-time EMT that we have on our service. We're glad to have him on board. His name is Clayton Thompson. He's been with us for just about almost exactly a year now. He's been with us. And I brought him here because he is one of our success stories. We talked some time ago about how police and fire can hire individuals off of the street and give them the training that they need to become a policeman or a firefighter. Whereas with EMS, it's always typically been you have to have that training and that certification first before you can get hired to work on the ambulance. We were seeing a downturn in the number of people that had that license when we needed staff. And so we kind of thought outside of the box about a year ago and decided to hire a couple of employees who didn't have that licensing, who still needed some of that training to go through. Clayton was one of those employees, and I will kind of let him take it from there.
Nice. Clayton, nice to meet you. Good morning.
Good morning.
You ever done radio before?
I have not.
How's it going so far?
I'm nervous.
Come on. Clayton, you save people's lives. Don't tell me you're nervous about a little microphone.
When we were walking out of the station, I told Troy it's like going to my first coat all over again.
All right. Well, we'll try to make it a pleasant experience. Your story involves some Volin and some Tabor. Let's let people know who Clayton Thompson is. What's your story?
So I grew up in Volin. We had a house fire my freshman year of high school and ended up transferring to Irene Wakanda. And I actually graduated from Irene Wakanda in 2014. And then from there, I kind of just bounced around a little bit. And then I ended up in Tabor. Joined their fire department, been on with them for about 2 years. The ambulance crew for about a year and a half now. And with Yankton for just over a year. Been a licensed EMT for about 2 months.
Do you think you joined the fire department because you had a house fire?
I don't think so.
Okay.
It was more kind of just sitting at the house and hearing the siren go off and watching the fire trucks go by and watching my kids' eyes light up, it's like, you know what? I kind of want to do that.
Kind of a call.
Yep.
Do you sometimes have to look in the mirror to see which hat you have on, fire hat or EMS hat?
So I actually, Troy yells at me sometimes. I wear this hat all the time. It's my Yankton County EMS hat. I wear it everywhere I go. So typically not really.
Okay. Got to be ready for anything.
Yep.
Tell me about your experience as an emergency responder.
It's been a ride. You got a lot of ups. You got a lot of downs. You go out there and you see things that the typical eye doesn't see. So that's kind of been a change with having no experience in EMS. And now I'm just over a year in and seeing some stuff.
Are you trying to recruit others to do what you do? Is there some people just may have it or may not have it, but are you trying to find them?
Not typically, no. I mean, over in Tabor, it'd be nice to have a couple more people because we only have like 6 or 7 full-time, or not full-time, but EMTs over there. And it's kind of hit and miss on when somebody's going to show up.
What do you like about what you're doing?
Everything. I love it all.
Great answer.
Yeah.
Great answer. And Troy, let me ask you about the rest of your staff, the rest of your people. How are you getting along? Where are your numbers at? And do you need more Clayton Thompsons?
I mean, our numbers for full-time are doing really good right now. And of course, you know, we've got to look at the fact that paying people to work is a large part of our expenses of what we have there. And so there's kind of a fine line between full-time staff and part-time staff. We're doing really good with full-time staff right now. We have two of our full-time staff, one that just became a paramedic from EMT. She went through the paramedic course as an EMT and became a paramedic. And we have another full-time staff person who is almost at the end of his paramedic course as well. He is an EMT, but will become a paramedic here in December, I believe. And then we have a part-time staff member that also just went through the paramedic course. He was an EMT and has just gained his paramedic license as well. So that's a good transition to get from EMT to paramedic, because the paramedics obviously are capable of doing more skills. The part-time staff, we're trying to keep them, the part-time and PRN staff on the weekends, you know, trying to fill those weekend shifts. And we still find that their availability isn't always as much as we would like. We have a lot of PRN staff that work a lot of weekends and some that just aren't as available. So we kind of look at evening that out a little bit so that we're not having PRN and part-time staff that seem to have to work every single week, and we can spread that out a little bit.
Clayton, do you feel like you're signed up for life? Is this something you think you'll always do, always be a part of you?
I believe so.
I think a lot of people, once they get in it, they're in it for life.
Yeah. I feel as it'd be a crazy change from going from lights and sirens all day, every day to...
Like being on the radio?
Right, right.
And I think he's probably going to have to, because there's no way I'm going to peel that hat off of his head. Yeah. It's there permanently. I think he glued it on, actually.
Troy's going to love this next question. Clayton, do you park backwards?
I do.
You do?
Even in my garage at home.
You're a good backer-upper.
Yes.
Good. Troy, last question for you. Got to ask. We're talking about people. Administrator, where are things at?
Still no news to report there. Okay. We're still
holding pattern. Search.
We're in a holding pattern right now, so... I don't really have anything new to tell you.
All right. Well, I hope that the rest of this fall is a good one for you, and hope you get bored and have to play cards
at
your place all day and eat cookies.
We kind of already started to see that slow down a little bit. We had a really busy weekend last weekend, but you know, this week has kind of been showing us that colder weather is getting here, and that little bit of a slowdown is probably on the horizon.
Clayton, great to meet you.
You
best
well.
Wishes in your career, and
thank you.
Did an A+ on the radio today.
Thank you.
And Troy, always a pleasure. We'll have you back and bring me a Pepsi too. I like the.
I will.
Yeah.
What was my grade today?
Grade?
My grade.
See, just like I was always told in my classes, Jeff, great job. C+. C+.
It's average. I'll take
it. You're an A also.